This is a programme about a train crash in a tunnel on the London to Brighton line in 1861. Prior to this, there had been plenty of accidents involving locomotives, many resulting in the deaths of either passengers or railway staff. When you consider the size, weight, and power of a steam train compared to the fragility of a human being, you can perhaps begin to imagine the gruesome outcome that any collision between the two may result. Added to the claustrophobic atmosphere of a dark, steam-filled tunnel, the lack of any professional, fast and efficient medical assistance, and the disembodied cries from the surviving wounded, and you start to get a sense of the horrific conditions that met the individuals unfortunate enough to be caught up in any such incident. The Clayton Tunnel Rail Disaster, as it became known, was an accident waiting to happen. Although a man was found guilty for the terrible event, and some say in reality had little to do with the crash itself, as he was nowhere near the tunnel, being 5 miles south at Brighton's terminus station, it was the circumstances leading to the disaster which, from the perspective of hindsight, shows there was enormous room for error and a systematic ignorance for the safety of anyone travelling on the railways. But to be fair, although this was the worst accident to happen up to this time on British railways, the whole transport system was still in its infancy. Passenger trains had only been running for 46 years. The birth of the railway was launched in September 1825, with the opening of the Stockton and Darlington line. Its success opened the floodgates for other companies to open and operate railway lines all over the country. In 1841, the London and Brighton Railway began its service for the first time, running not only through one tunnel, but five. 5 miles north of Brighton lay ahead the Clayton Tunnel, so named as it ran underneath a village of the same name. I took a journey to East Sussex and parked up close to the southern entrance of the tunnel with my friend and a modern-day train driver, Paul Stoneman, to explore in more detail the terrible events that happened on the 25th of August, 1861.
Clayton Tunnel, which is where the disaster took place, is about 5 miles north from Brighton, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, about 5 miles north from Brighton. This is Pycombe we're in, which is just near the tunnel entrance, where the south portal, where it all occurred.
And the tunnel is about a mile or so long, isn't it?
It's just over a mile long, about a mile and a half long. This is the main Brighton to London main line, as is today, really, from Brighton. But yes, this is where all the day trippers would be travelling back and forth, and the business people travelling into London to do business.
So the accident that we're investigating took place on Sunday the 25th of August. But before we get to that, they say that, of course, railways are the safest way to travel these days.
Yeah.
And we kind of believe that because, it's very rare that you hear of an accident, and any kind of accident that you do hear makes quite sensational news in the papers.
That's right, yes. I mean, if there is a train crash, then yes, it's headlines for most probably the next couple of weeks, isn't it? And it is, yes, safest form of travel. When you think of the people that's killed on the roads,
well, I think
and just crossing the road.
Yeah, they're happening every day, and you don't really get to hear about that.